Hey, Jason.
Hey, Michael.
Guess what?
What? Chicken butt.
It's 2023.
Woo!
Which means we're entering our ninth year of the podcast.
Oh, wow.
You know what comes after nine?
What?
23.
Mm-hmm. It does.
We're almost at our 23rd season.
We are. With rounding, we might as well be at 50.
Yeah.
Let's get some iridescent stuff.
It's the 100 Years of Wonder of TFP podcast.
Trevor, we're queer.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of the Florida Project, a podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you will probably like the Florida Project. I'm Jason. Next to me is Michael.
Hello.
And Will is off this week. He is in Central Florida being chased by people in short shorts super early in the morning.
Sounds like fun.
Does it?
No.
No.
That's too early.
But he is, down at Disney for the 2023 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend, I believe, with, Donnie and Alex.
Yep. And I talked to him today and he successfully completed his 10K.
Oh, good. So we will, hear all about his trip and his experience, on the 10K, sponsored by Chip and Dale this year, or mascotted by, I guess not sponsored.
Yeah. Yeah. They're the mascots, at least of the 10K.
Yeah. So we'll hear all about that next week. If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, and hang out with us on our Patreon-exclusive Slack channel, become one of our Patreon Saints at patreon.com/TFP podcast. All of our Patreon Saints get access to two additional shows, TFP Extra, and Disney Classics. Each week on TFP Extra, we keep the podcast train rolling with more zany fun, the airing of grievances, and a topic that may or may not be Disney related. On the monthly Disney Classics series, we watch and discuss each of Disney's animated classic films. Our next episode will be all about The Sword and the Stone. And stay tuned on for our Patreon Saints. On Slack, we will be announcing the watch along soon. Additional levels and rewards are all on the Patreon site, so sign up at patreon.com/TFP podcast today and get more of the Florida Project. In this episode, we'll discuss some nonsense and small topics. Michael will give us the latest news, and then we'll look back at 2022 and look ahead to 2023 and talk about some of the things that we really liked.
Yeah.
And are looking forward to. So all that and more is coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topics. So since Will's not here, it's not small topics today. It's chit-chat.
Chit-chat?
Chit-chat.
Do I need to make a new drop-in?
It's a small
No. We'll lull them into a false sense of security.
Mall topics sponsored by Chit Chat.
Oh, yes. So we were just off for a couple of weeks. And during that couple of weeks, we went on a lot of adventures.
We sure did.
So what were some of, what was something that you really enjoyed over the past while we've been off? So I guess it's kind of 3 weeks since we last recorded.
Yeah, we just gotten back from New York, so I'm not going to include that.
Yeah.
But we went to Florida for Christmas this year, and it was a lot of people.
Yep.
But it was fun, and it got cold. Well, cold for Florida.
Which, yeah, it was Florida cold for Christmas.
It was the temperature of what it would normally be at Christmas here in Georgia, but on Christmas Day in Florida, because here in Georgia it was 6 degrees.
Yeah.
So it was nice, because the thing I don't like about having Christmas in Florida is a lot of times it's hot. It just doesn't feel Christmassy to me.
Yeah.
But this year, it felt Christmassy.
It did. After we came back from Florida, we went to a new theme park to us, which we had never been to before. Dollywood in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. This is Dolly Parton's theme park, I guess, in the mountains near where she grew up, I guess. I don't know. In Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't know much about Dolly Parton.
Yeah. So it was awesome.
Yeah, it's cool seeing like mountain, like being in the mountains for a theme park.
Mm-hmm.
It was also cool not knowing where everything was. Like we're so used to like Disney and we know exactly where to go most of the time. And since this was our first time to Dollywood, I had to use the map.
Yeah. Quite frequently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of roller coasters there, which Michael loves a roller coaster. I get sick on them, so I don't ride them as much. But it was a lot of roller coasters. And then the second day that we went, it had rained in the morning and nobody was at the park. So everything was a walk-on.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah.
It was fun the first day, but the second day was where it was at.
Yeah. So, highly recommend Dollywood. I think we'll probably, we'll add it to our repeat visit trip. But I think we also may, next time we're down at Disney, go over to either Universal or Busch Gardens to, you know, have a roller coaster day. That might be fun.
Yeah, I'd love to go on Iron Gwazi.
Where's that?
Busch Gardens.
Mm.
And Velocicoaster at Universal.
Yeah. That would seem scary.
Yeah, they both seem scary.
Yeah. All right. I think we're sufficiently warmed up.
Thanks, Jason. That was some great chit-chat. News. So here are three news items to discuss about Walt Disney World. Number one, Disney dining plans for a summer promo code. So the internet was abuzz with news of a new Disney dining promo offering a significant dining incentive for resort hotel stays during the summer of 2023. While it's not the Disney dining plan, this should help offset dining costs in the same way as that legacy plan, but offer some more flexibility. With the purchase of a 5-night, 4-day non-discounted room and ticket package at select Walt Disney World resorts, guests can get up to a $750 Disney dining promo card that can be used to purchase food and beverage items at select participating locations at Walt Disney World Resort. Booking for this offer has already started and is available for arrivals from June 25th to September 14th, 2023. And the amount of the promo card is based on the dates of your booking as well as the type of resort that you're staying at.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool idea for like replacing, I guess, the dining plan. Or maybe if it's just a warm up to the dining plan coming back. I really like it. It gives you more flexibility, I think, and probably will help with like food waste. I know when we were there, like we would get dessert because it was included, but we rarely ever get desserts at restaurants.
Yeah.
Same thing with appetizers. It would be like, you know, we'll get appetizers if they strike our fancy, but if we're forced to get an appetizer, then it's not as great.
So here are the deets.
Okay.
So for arrivals July 1st to July 10th and August 1st to September 14th, the value resort stays get you $50 per night. The moderate resorts and cabins get you $100 per night. And deluxe resort and deluxe villas get you $150 per night. For arrivals June 25th to June 30th and July 11th to July 31st. See, those are the dates that I didn't mention in the first one. Value resort stays get you $35 per night. Moderate resorts and cabins get you $75 per night. And deluxe resort and deluxe villas get you $125 per night. So you get less for these dates.
Huh. I wonder if that's because they're more crowded or because they're less crowded. Probably more.
I would think more because the first one includes July 4th. But I don't know anymore. The crowds are all over the place. So
yeah. But the July 4th one is the higher per night one, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's weird.
So, the Disney Dining promo card will be delivered via email and can be used at the vast majority of Walt Disney World restaurants and works like a gift card. Simply present your digital Disney Dining promo card email or a printed copy of the email when purchasing food and beverages at participating locations. Additionally, you can save your card to your mobile device wallet to use at select locations. You can use the card's value as you like, purchase food and beverages throughout your stay, or spend the entire value in one day. It's up to you. Seem more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be used for mobile ordering as long as it is set as a payment source in the My Disney Experience app.
I also feel like with the dining plan, you could be like, give me 6 table service meals today and use it all up if you wanted to.
I think so. I think that's true. So while most locations will accept the promo card, there are some exceptions. You can't use them in stores.
Yep.
You can't use them in the candy store.
Oh, that's a change from the dining plan.
You can't use them at the Walt Disney World Swan Hotel, the Walt Disney World Dolphin Hotel, and the Walt Disney World Swan Reserve Hotel.
Good.
Nor the Four Seasons Resorts Orlando at Walt Disney World Resort. Nor at Disney Springs Resort Area Hotels. Nor at Walt Disney World Official Hotels at Bonnet Creek. And nor at Walt Disney World Gateway Hotels.
What are the Gateway Hotels?
So the Gateway Hotels are hotels that have some special Disney perks at a variety of price points. So that would include like the Bonnet Creek, but I guess there's some other ones that weren't in the aforementioned list.
Gotcha. So, yeah. And any other hotels we forgot to mention.
Yes. So I'm excited to see how this works out. Like, I'm excited once it's like in active use, what people think of it, and if it's like a good substitution for the dining plan, or if people still miss the dining plan outside of just missing it because it was something they used to have. Yeah. But it might be a good compromise.
Yeah, I like it. I like the idea. So question, if you stay at one of these excluded hotels, do you get the card and you just can't use it at these hotels?
No, I believe you have to be staying at one of the Disney,
like one of the Disney, it's
like
hotels.
It's part of like a pack. You have to get like the package, the ticket and room package. At least that's my understanding of it.
Okay. Well, cool. That's exciting.
You know what else is exciting?
What?
Number two, Walt Disney World Railway has reopened.
Woohoo!
So while we were on hiatus, the Walt Disney World Railway reopened after being closed for over 4 years. The railroad closed in December of 2018 to allow for work on Tron Light Cycle Run, but faced a far longer closure than expected due to the extended timeline on Tron due to the global pandemic. While extensive track work was done during this time, there's also a new narration for the entire tour of the park. And also semi-related, the Main Street USA train station balcony has reopened, having been closed since the start of the pandemic. Guests are once again able to access the second level for elevated view of Main Street for the parades and fireworks.
Oh, that's cool.
Or just for a sit.
That was a great place to watch the second parade for the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Because they came like right next to the, you know, to the balcony. I guess probably for all the parades, but the second parade, because it was, there were less people there, so it wasn't crowded.
Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of trains, we went on the Dollywood Railroad when we were there. And let me tell you this. I worked at Six Flags as the stage manager for the Wild West Comedy Gunfight show. And my job was to work the sound board. Okay. And when you're working a soundboard for a venue where people are going to be there, you want the sound to support the voices of the people, right? Mm-hmm. You don't want it to overpower. You don't want your speakers rattling. And while I do appreciate a hard candy Christmas and many of the other, I celebrate Dolly Parton's entire catalog, let's just turn that volume down just a smidge.
Yeah, not only was the, so it was like a Christmas train.
Yep.
And so they were playing Christmas music and Dolly Parton Christmas music specifically.
Yep.
The whole time. And it was really loud.
Yeah.
And they used their horn, or not the horn, like the whistle.
Yeah, the whistle.
The whistle way too much.
Well, so this is what she said. She said, the whistle has three, I don't know, notes. Do you want to hear the conductor play a song? And everyone was like, yeah, of course. You know, thinking maybe a Disney Cruise Line type of horn.
Yeah, that's what I expected. Right? Like, yeah.
You know, some kind of, I don't know, Coat of Many Colors reprise or whatever. But here's what it was. For an uncomfortably long amount of time.
It was so awkward.
It was so loud.
It just kept going. So that was loud. The music was loud.
It was too loud. And maybe that makes us two cranky old men, but Dolly Parton, specifically on your Christmas train, everything else, top notch. The decorations, amazing. The lighting, amazing. Just turn down the volume on the train a little bit.
Also, it was a coal-powered train. unlike the Walt Disney World steam engines.
Mm-hmm.
So it had thick black smoke.
Yep. And they had a little speech for if you get a cinder in your eye.
Yes.
Just cover your eye and wait till the train's over. There was like a pull cord at the top of the train that you could stand up and pull if you had a medical emergency. And the lady said, a cinder in the eye is not a medical emergency. And if you pull that cord without it being a medical emergency, we'll make sure there is a medical emergency.
Followed by an uncomfortable long period of silence.
the Dollywood Railroad is wild.
Yeah. So all that being said, this makes the Walt Disney World Railroad even more cooler than it was, because in comparison, all other railroads tend to fail.
Yep.
From that one experience.
Now, do you know what the view is like when you go through the Tron stuff? Are you seeing any Tron stuff? Did they put one of those weird dinosaur scenes in?
There's not a weird dinosaur scene. So the entire train is on YouTube now that has been open. So you can experience the entire circle tour, which I have.
Yeah.
And you go through like the tunnel that goes under while it crosses under Tron. But there's like windows so you can see out to like where the queue is, and you can see like the track where the train goes by. So you have like a view of it,
cool.
But you're still like kind of covered in like a tunnel. But there's no like show scene or anything. And obviously the narration mentions, you know, the new attraction. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Have to add it to the list.
Speaking of lists. Number three, Run Disney has announced a list of their 2023 and 2024 calendar of events.
He's still got it, folks.
While the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend is currently in progress as we record, Run Disney recently dropped their full calendar of events for the next season. So the 2023 Run Disney Virtual Series will take place during the summer from June through August of 2023. The 2023 Disney Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend is November 2nd through 5th, 2023. The 2024 Walt Disney World Marathon weekend is January 3rd through 7th, 2024.
Oh, wow.
The 2024 Disney Princess Half Marathon weekend is February 22nd through 25th, 2024. And the 2024 Springtime Surprise weekend is April 18th through 21st, 2024.
Whew.
And we're not even done with this year. So this year we still have the Princess weekend, which is February 23rd to 26th,
2023. Yeah, we just kicked off this weekend, really.
And the 2023 Springtime Surprise is April 13th through 16th, 2023. So we're in the middle of the 22-23 season, but they've gone ahead and announced the 2023 and 2024. So those are the dates of the events, but if you're interested in actually participating, go to their website, because there's also specific dates for when registration opens and that sort of thing. So you probably already know this if you're like a big Run Disney person, but if you've never done it before, go to rundisney.com for more information.
Hmm. I wonder what the virtual series is going to be this year. So we've had Avengers and other things.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It should be Inside Out. You get an anger and a fear and a joy and a whatever.
Bing bong?
Bing bong. That's the, if you do them all, you get bing bong.
Do you have to see him disintegrate?
Spoiler alert. No.
That would be sad.
That would be sad.
Speaking of disintegration, that is it for news.
Today's topic is looking back at Disney in 2022 and looking ahead to Disney in 2023.
Yeah, we combined these this year. I think previous years we've done separate episodes.
Yep.
But to be honest, there wasn't enough of either to do separate episodes, especially with just two people.
Yep.
So that's why we've combined them.
Yep, yep. All right. So we thought we would just kind of freeform talk about things that we like, things we didn't like in 2022. First, and then do 2023. So,
yeah.
Do you want to kick us off?
Sure. Well, the thing that I liked the most from 2022,
favorite thing,
my favorite thing, was the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind finally opened at Epcot. And at least for me, it lived up to the hype and the wait.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And yeah, that was the number one standout for me, at least thinking back on it.
Yep. And I like that they're doing the virtual queue in Lightning Lane. And you could, like, it's not like Rise of the Resistance. I think it's the same level of attraction, but it's not like Rise of the Resistance where it's a mission to get Lightning Lanes or virtual queues for it. I like that Guardians has, it seems like they have a good amount of space and a good amount of time. It has some good pre-show scenes. There's a teleportation. Then you're in a giant ship. It's great.
Yeah, and I'm really curious when they're going to open the standby queue.
Yeah, I don't know. Because when did it open?
It opened Memorial Day or around Memorial Day of 2022. They had like the previews in May.
Yeah. Because Remy is open, right? Mm-hmm. Their standby line.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Yeah, it's been open for a while. It had a very short period of just the virtual queue. I don't think it ended up needing one as much.
Yeah.
But Rise of the Resistance had a really long period, but I don't really know.
Was it like a year? I think it was like a year, wasn't it?
Well, I don't remember because like the pandemic happened in the middle of it, so I don't know what the actual time was. So anyway, I'm excited to see when that happens too, because at least now it's not impossible to get on it, but it would be even nicer if you could just get in line anytime you wanted to ride it.
Yeah.
Not have to worry about doing something special to get onto it.
Yep. For me, probably my favorite ride. But something that I am really excited about was the Disney Wish launching. It's the newest of the Disney Cruise Line ships. It is humongous. And I'm really looking forward to taking a trip on it.
Yeah, where does that one go? Do you remember?
I think it's Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one looks really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going out of Port Canaveral and just going to the Caribbean like... The fantasy and the dream? Yeah, because it's the magic and wonder of the small ships, then the dream of the fantasy of the medium.
And the wonder is sometimes there, or at least it was. They may have changed it since we did it. The wonder was the one that was in Florida for half the year and then in Alaska.
Yeah, they bring them. I think they all generally come around.
Yeah.
Except the magic. The magic may, well, no, I feel like I've seen it here. Maybe it goes out of Texas or something, but
or Miami. Yeah, I'm not really sure.
The magic is mainly in Europe, I think. That's like its big number, I guess. Whatever.
Magical.
Yep. So, hopefully, we will be ready to do a new Disney cruise in 2023 or 2024. Probably early 2024.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Another thing that I loved of 2022 was Epcot's 40th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Got a little overshadowed by Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary because it was still going on and it's still going on now. But I loved what they did for it, which like the special merchandise and like the I guess the branding of it I really like the colors, like the logos, like that, I don't know. So it's really colorful and like,
yeah,
they've been, making everything like more cohesive, throughout the park as part of its transformation. And like the 40th anniversary merchandise and like stuff kind of all fit in with that. And that got me really excited for the fact that Epcot's kind of coming back from being not
under
construction, not in a very good place the last decade or so.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited that it's, you know, it's growing up all around us, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the, it's so much more open now already. Like just taking down the graveyard at the front and then, opening up some of the walkways from the front over to the pavilions. Like that's all, made a huge difference in just how it feels walking around there. Like it feels less disjointed and and stuff.
And we can say some of this for the 2023 discussion because what's coming is also very exciting.
Yep.
What they have left to finish, I guess.
Yeah. So to go along with that, one of the things that I liked most about the 40th anniversary, specifically at Epcot, was the Creation Shop, like opening the new Epcot gift shop. For so long, we had Mouse Gear, and that was, it was a very large store, but it was weirdly shaped and hard to find anybody in. Like if you got, there was just an unwritten rule about Mouse Gear that whenever you were done shopping, you didn't go looking for people. You just went out into the breezeway and eventually everybody would come out into the breezeway. Like that was the, I don't think I've ever discussed that with anybody, at Mouse Gear in the millions of times that I've been, but that has always been the meetup point, always been the plan.
What happened in Mouse Gear stayed in Mouse Gear.
It did.
It was also very hard to see in Mouse Gear. Like there was so much stuff and it kind of blocked your view. And like they had sections of it that sometimes you didn't know were there. Like there was like that hat section and it was easily missed unless you came in that side or you were specifically looking at least for me. Yep. I mean, it may not be for everyone, but yeah, I like how the Creation Shop is much more open. There's so much natural light. You can see most of the store by looking.
Yeah, and then the transition was that, you know, top merch store that was just like
the pop-up store.
A ballroom, basically, that they put. Although not as bad as the Avengers one at Disneyland. It was very much a ballroom. So we had that one. And so moving into the Creation Shop, it was very cool. They did a really good job with that. And they have good, like, kind of unique merch there, too.
Yeah. So another big thing in 2022 that was very exciting to me, even though I probably won't do it for a long time, if ever, was the opening of Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser.
Yes.
Like, I just think that whole experience sounds amazing. Everything I've seen about it seems amazing. It's so different than just like a normal hotel stay. So I don't know. I just think it's a really cool thing that they've added. And the fact that they've kept it kind of small.
Yep.
Makes it so I feel like if you're experiencing it, you know, it's going to be a completely different kind of experience than being in the plopped in the middle of a theme park with a ton of people. So I don't know. I'm very excited. I'm glad it opened. You know, I'm glad it seems like people that have experienced it really like it.
Mm-hmm.
So outside of like the really high price point, though, I hear it might be coming down.
Yeah, I think I saw some rumor of that too.
So I don't know. I was glad that opened.
Yeah, it's that's very cool. And it's a very like Walt Imagineering focused type of thing. Like it's very different, very outside the box. Like, let's make a show and a hotel and an immersive story.
Yeah. A multi-day immersive experience.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they took Rise of the Resistance and made like a multi-day event out of it.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I hope to do it one day.
Yep. Yeah, it's another one of those things that's like, you know, you can Walt didn't want a theme park. He wanted a vacation destination, or that's what the Disney World was supposed to be, is a vacation destination. And this is an example of if you want to go down and experience some really cool stuff and the immersive story and all that stuff that Disney does so well, but you don't want to go to a park, here's another option for you, right?
Yeah.
You can play golf. You can go to the Star Wars thing. You know, I just think it's cool that they have stuff like that, even if we haven't done it. I would like to do it, but there's also the possibility that we'll never do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everything is for everybody. So,
yeah. And I also hope that, like, that idea spreads. Like, I hope they do another similar type of thing that's not Star Wars.
Yep.
Like, use one of their other properties. Something
Inside Out. I don't know why I'm on an Inside Out kick tonight.
Does Bing Bong disintegrate at the end? Because I don't want to do that experience.
But you make core memories of trauma.
But just, like, I don't know. They could have one that's more, like, kind of Fantasyland type or Avengers or whatever, you know. I just think there's a lot of possibilities there.
Yeah. An Avengers one would be cool. Or just a, you know, just a Swords and Horses princess one.
Yeah.
You know? All right. In addition to Galactic Star Cruiser, we also had a ton of reopenings. Like, we're almost back to pre-pandemic.
It seemed like week to week on the news for the podcast, it was kind of announcing such and such has reopened or such and such has restarted. Or I think there's still a couple things that are remaining. I don't think Storytime with Belle has come back.
I don't know that may not ever come back.
Yeah. So, but it was one of the best things about 2022 was just the things were starting to move forward. Like, they got rid of I was happy with the mask mandate when they had it because it was necessary, but I was also happy that they relaxed it. And so you at least had the option. But yeah, all the stuff reopening and kind of just getting back to the way it was. And the biggest one for me of that would be Fantasmic reopening.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to see that. See the new scene in person.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really cool.
Outside of the parks, there was also a ton of new content from Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it Marvel related.
Yeah.
Which some people didn't like, but like some people thought they were too much.
Yeah.
But I was not one of those people.
Yeah.
They had a very filling year of content on Disney Plus.
They did.
Between the Marvel shows and then Obi-Wan.
Andor.
Yeah, that was like a surprise for a lot of people that it was so good.
Yeah, Andor it may be some of my favorite Star Wars that I've seen in a very long time. It made me go back and watch Rogue One, which is a great movie.
Mm-hmm. We also had Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, She-Hulk.
Mm-hmm. All three of those very different from what we've seen in the MCU so far. It seemed like a lot of we're going to try something new or do something completely different and see what sticks.
And it's kind of like you mentioned before, not everything's for everyone. So it's okay not to like one of the shows and like one of the other ones more. That's one of the benefits of having so much to choose from is like you can kind of be more selective in what you watch or experience. Also, there are Marvel movies of 2022. We had most recently Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever.
Then before that, we had was it Thor Love and Thunder, I guess, was before that.
I think so, yeah.
I don't know why I'm going in reverse order. And then before that was Multiverse of Madness.
Mm-hmm. The first horror movie.
Which one of those three did you like the most?
Probably Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, me too.
But I really enjoyed the other two actually, and I liked Thor Love and Thunder. It was fun after they left the Guardians. Really enjoyed that. So
yeah, the beginning of it was a little too awkward for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rest of it I enjoyed. But yeah, Wakanda Forever was excellent.
Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for all children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
In Avatar, that's technically Disney.
Yeah.
Way of Water.
And it is doing quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited because maybe we'll talk about it in the extra, but I loved it as a huge Avatar fan.
Yep. I think we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Strange Worlds, which we watched last night.
Worlds.
So I guess maybe technically for us it's 2023, I thought it was good. It was fun. It was a great adventure. We'll talk about it more. So if you haven't seen it, go watch it. I think it's on Disney Plus now.
Yeah.
So check it out. What else? I feel like we're missing.
Did Pixar have a movie? Oh, yeah. Lightyear came out this year, but people don't Lightyear.
Yeah. That was kind of sad. All right. And then finally, the most surprising thing that happened was the ousting of Bob Chapek and the return of Bob Iger. And what sounds like, according to, I think, a Business Insider article I read, it was quite the coup.
Yeah, I'm very excited for if they do some sort of movie version of events, like a...
Yeah, or a book.
Yeah, like... a really dramatic representation of what happened and all the hush hush behind the scenes stuff going on. Apparently, because it was so quick, there may not have been that much to actually discuss. But like,
well, from that article I read, it was like the CFO, without talking to the board or anybody, she called Bob Iger and was like, "Listen, would you be interested in coming back?" And like called him on a Friday. Like, she was like, you know, basically, things aren't working out. If somebody were to offer you a position, would you come back? And he was like, yeah. And then on Sunday, they called Bob Chapek and were like, you're out.
Yeah. It was like, so surprising. That's crazy. And it was one of the rare times you heard the Diz Internet, like, kind of seem happy about something.
Yeah, everybody. I think that was a universally, and you know, we don't just as a general rule, we don't crap on people, or things very much. But you know, everybody at this table was also happy that Bob Iger is coming back because, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I don't think would have happened. The ScarJo thing,
cast member thing.
What was that one?
Oh, the best that got rid of everyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then like the Imagineers are gonna have to move to Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Closing and moving Imagineering, and then the whole Florida DeSantos thing. Like, I don't think that would have happened. Like, there's even if he doesn't change one thing in the parks, which I think is crazy, but I think he will. It's really like, oh, okay, the adults are back in the room. Like,
yeah, at least now
we're going somewhere.
At least now we have like the, there's some optimism that things will change better. Whereas before there was a lot of pessimism because you could kind of see the path. Especially the parks that were going down. Yeah.
And I think they'll slow down content on, like, you know, there were some legitimate complaints that maybe there was too much coming out from the MCU over the course of the year. And I think...
And that they were mandated... Will appreciate this, but they were mandating... Supposedly, Chapek mandated that the Marvel movies be under 2 hours. And that's why Thor, Love, and Thunder and Multiverse of Madness were...
Felt cut down. Heavily edited. So I think we'll see that roll back and less of a focus maybe on Disney Plus. So I'm looking forward to what Bob Iger has in mind for the next couple of years. And then he's supposed to pick a new successor, which Bob Chapek was his handpicked successor, but he wasn't ready for the big chair.
All right.
2023. What do we got? What's coming up?
Well, I think the biggest one, kind of similar to how Cosmic Rewind was the thing I was looked back on the most fondly from 2022 at the parks, would be the opening of Tron Light Cycle Power Run, which doesn't have a specific opening date, but it's sometime in the spring. So I'm guessing it's going to follow the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway opening, which happened in March. But I guess we'll find, once we start hearing about like cast previews and stuff like that.
Yep.
I know they're training cast members.
I think we've seen people on it too. We've definitely seen the cars running, but we've seen people.
Yeah, people have been on it. So that's very exciting because that's just like Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, like it's just been a long, long process waiting for it, and the excitement's built and you've been seeing it like go up. And it looks really fun.
Yeah. It does look far away though. We have the opposite problem that Disneyland has, where like Disneyland, you walk out of an attraction and you're in line for the next attraction. Disney World has they build a new attraction, but you got to hike.
Yeah. Well, they plan for like the super long lines.
Yep. And do you remember when we walked from, I guess it was the Fantasyland train station on that back path? It was like, here's a cut through. And it just seemed like forever. Like it seemed very far away from everything. And that's where Tron Light Cycle Run is.
Yeah, it looks like from like if you look at like the new area, not the attraction itself, but like all like the concrete, like the walkways and the planners and the scene. It looks like not only is there a lot of space for like a lengthy queue, if it like, because I don't know how much is inside the building versus outside. It's all covered either way. But it looks like there's a lot of like nice rest areas. A lot of it's shaded because of that huge canopy, and so that'll be really nice, especially if it's raining. So I don't know, I think it adds something really good to Tomorrowland that it's needed. So it'll be exciting to see if it also causes Tomorrowland to kind of catch up.
Another big coaster, you know. So yeah, that's pretty exciting. Let's see. We got a lot of stuff coming to Epcot in World Celebration, right? Yeah. In World Celebration, we're going to have the Journey of Water inspired by Moana should open. And we've seen pictures of the giant Tafiti, which looks awesome. Can you see that walking around? I mean, I have to imagine you can.
I mean, you can now. I assume you will. I don't know, like, if they're going to plant, like, how much greenery and trees and stuff.
Oh, I meant, like, now.
Oh, no.
Like,
if we
went down there today, we'd be able to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that in person. That should be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And it looks overwhelming. we got the Epcot Gardens, a new Walt statue, and some new fountains.
Yeah, that whole area that's currently blocked off behind Spaceship Earth, you know, is going to be... Yeah, I've heard people complain that like all this construction that's going on and they're going to open it and all it's going to have is a single walkthrough attraction.
Yeah.
But that's not true. I mean, that's not the case because it's just going to be a whole new like green area. There's going to be lots of trees and gardens and water, and like it's going to just be beautiful. And it's going to kind of in the same way where they transform the front of Epcot, it's going to transform that middle section. According to the artwork, at least, like it looks, I think it looks really good, and it's gonna make Epcot feel different, not so sterile in Future World.
Yeah,
and so I'm very excited about the gardens, especially, and the Walt statue. Like, new Walt statue is always exciting.
I feel like a lot of these complaints were probably the same complaints that people had with the outer hub at Magic Kingdom.
Oh yeah, like they're getting rid of all the trees.
Yeah, they're cutting down everything. And I'll tell you this, I love the hub and the little picnic areas, and you know, if it's so much easier to get around in there now.
Yeah, can you imagine with the number of people that are at the Magic Kingdom now if you just had that one street.
Small street. Yeah.
And those little bridges on the side.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm very excited for the completion of the transformation of Epcot, because I think everything that's evolved with World Celebration, I think that's the last known.
Oh yeah, is anything change. Else under construction right now?
There's some stuff that they just have stopped talking about. Like
yeah, they stopped talking
the
about
the play pavilion.
Yep, and the Epcot Spaceship Earth.
Yeah,
like I think those got canceled. For now, maybe
probably delayed. Yeah, in Mary Poppins or Cherry Tree Lane. So I don't know. At least getting this on. There's gonna be that new Communicore Hall and Communicore Plaza, which will be like where they have their festival centers, and then there's gonna be like live entertainment.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm very excited. I'm excited to see what this does to Epcot in general, as well as like the specific parts of this as they open.
Yep. We have another big anniversary. Animal Kingdom's 25th anniversary is in April.
It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. I feel like that's the park that might get the next round of love. It needs it.
I would think so. Hopefully it's one of those things they teased at one of those blue sky things they teased at D23. What was it? Zootopia and Moana?
Yeah, I think so.
That'd be really cool. But yeah, it's cool to have an anniversary. I'm excited to see like what they're going to do to celebrate it. Because the 25th is a big one.
Yep.
Are they going to make a birthday cake tree?
I hope not. Maybe they'll put birthday cakes on all the giraffes or something.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Make birthday cake giraffes. Speaking of big anniversaries, we have Disney's 100 Years of Wonder celebration. This is celebrating the 100 years of Disney itself.
Yeah, so expect all new merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I'm very excited about, the 100 Years of Wonder celebration so far, this early in the 100 years.
I wonder, have I gotten a pin for this yet?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
Okay. I don't know if it's technically started.
Oh. All right.
I can't remember if it starts at the beginning of 2023 or if it starts when the 50th ends in March. Like, I don't know if they overlap or not. Either way, it's happening. It's either already started or it's about to start. I'm sure we'll find out when it actually starts. If it hasn't yet, there'll be a big to-do. But that new, the animation before Disney movies now that says 100 years of celebration. It has like the new castle and like the...
Yeah, it's really cool.
There's like a Pride Rock in the background. Yeah. And so...
I love when they update
that's the only thing I've seen, I think, of the 100 years, and I really like it.
Yeah. Excellent. We got some content. Live action Little Mermaid. We got some big Marvel movies coming. And Mandalorian Season 3 and Ahsoka.
Yeah, there's at least... I think those are the only Star Wars ones that are coming in 2023.
Yeah. It seems like they just do a couple. Yeah. They don't do...
And as far as Marvel, there's at least Secret Wars... Not Secret Wars. Secret Invasion. Mm-hmm. And Echo?
Yep. Loki Season 2.
Loki Season 2. And that might be all for 2023, but for the Marvel shows. I'm not quite sure of the schedule. But yeah, a lot more content if you like that sort of thing. And there's going to be more live action stuff coming. I think Peter and Wendy... Mm-hmm. comes to Disney Plus sometime this year. So
yeah, Little Mermaid, I'm excited for.
Yeah, that one will be in theaters, and yeah, I'm excited to see what they have done with that.
Mm-hmm. Is Avatar 3 next year or the year after?
It'll be the year after.
Yep.
Okay. December of
2024. And then finally, the biggest surprise that we're looking forward to in 2023 is Bob Iger being reinstated as CEO and potential changes he's going to make. So I think this dining plan thing may be him.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't really know when a lot of this stuff was
in motion.
Yeah.
And that's the other, a giant corporation takes a while to move. So, some of the things that Chapek was blamed for, maybe he wasn't fully in charge at the point when that stuff got into motion. But a digital gift card based off of the number of nights that you stay sounds like a promotion that could have been made pretty hastily or quickly. So,
especially since it doesn't start until the summer.
Yep.
So,
yep. I think we'll see some, or I'm hoping we'll see some changes to park passes and reservations and lightning lanes and stuff. Even if it's just rebranding one of them to something different that's not lightning lane and individual lightning lane.
Yeah, that would be nice. It would also it would be nice to get an idea of what the future of the Disney park specifically is going to be.
Yeah.
Not just because Bob Iger is taking over, but now that he's kind of in charge, I feel like it might be better things than what might have been before. But also with the, you know, we're getting closer and closer to Epic Universe opening, and Disney's going to have a response to that at some point.
Yep.
And so it'll be very interesting to see not only what it is, but like when they decide to respond, whether it's going to be after it opens or if they're going to try to get ahead of it.
Yeah, like are they going to do something this year, or are we just going to have a really big D23 in 2024?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? Because that's the next one. Or the next
I think big so. One. I feel like they're off now by a year, so I don't know.
Maybe they'll come back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we will find out.
We will.
All right. And that is it for our list. Let us know what you liked the most about 2022 and what you're looking forward to the most in 2023 by reaching out. We are at info@tfppodcast.com or at @tfp_podcast on Twitter and Instagram and Reddit. We're at @tfppodcast. Subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcatcher, and check out shop.tfppodcast.com. And we have some exclusive Patreon only content that's available to you if you support the show on patreon.com/tfppodcast. That's all I got. Anything else?
Nope, I'm ready for an exciting 2023 at Walt Disney World.
Woohoo! Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.